From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces move to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. And a UN spokeswoman, Lisa Grande, says the shortage of food is also a problem.
We understand that there are widespread food shortages, and there have been since January, when access to Fallujah became extremely difficult for commercial convoys.
Jan Egeland of the Norwegian Refugee Council says a human catastrophe is unfolding in Fallujah. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens injured or trapped under rubble. Military jets carried out the bombardment in the early hours of Tuesday, striking civilian areas near a hospital and a mosque. Russia's defense ministry, though, is denying that it carried out strikes on the city. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. Here's spokesman William Spindler.
Thus far, 2016 is proving to be particularly deadly. Some 2,510 lives have been lost so far compared to 1,855 in the same period in 2015.
William Spindler. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel warning alerting U.S. citizens to the risk of potential terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The travel alert does not expire until the end of August. The warning covers major events, tourist sites, restaurants, commercial centers, and transportation facilities. This is VOA News.